Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Thank you for listening in. This week, I'm going to do a little Q&A. I received a couple of questions from someone, and I thought that they were good enough to answer on my podcast. So the two questions are, number one, how do I know if I have a good idea? And number two, when is a good time to give up an idea? And so when it comes to business, if you have a good idea or not, that's really relative. It depends on your demographic. It depends on what your audience wants. The people that you're trying to target, what do they want? Because you could produce something and they may just not want your product. And I think that this is something that everyone struggles with on, you know, even a higher level once they've really become successful. At any time, any company can release a product and it completely tank. That's just the reality. And we can kind of do some things that will protect us from that by listening to what those that we are selling our product to actually need and what they're actually saying. Because I think a lot of times we just want to produce the next great thing, the next great idea, and then the people that we are targeting don't even want it. So I think that it really comes down to listening and really understanding the needs of the people that you are trying to reach and what you're trying to solve for them. I think if you start from that perspective, you're going to have a greater percent of success rather than just aiming for whatever you think that you should produce. A perfect example of this, I know I've said this in a previous podcast, is the self-publishing course that I just launched. Now, there's official launch that I'm going to be doing probably this next month. I'm waiting for some people to publish their books through the program and give me their feedback so that I know that I know that I know that I've really provided everything that needs to be provided in the course. But I did not produce that because it was something that I just thought would really be a wonderful product for me or my business or make me look really wonderful. It was because I had published 3 books and people were coming to me and asking me, Amy, how are you publishing these books? How can I do the same? And I would start to answer those questions. And then people would want me to sit down and walk them through the process and hold their hand. So I thought, I just need to do a course for this. It's going to save me time. So I met a need that was present and that people were asking me for. I didn't just produce something for the sake of producing it. And for the second question, when's a good time to give up an idea? This, we really have to look at a couple of different things. One is really being self-aware, and that is knowing what your gift and what your purpose is, what your long-term goal is, and if it is something that is not succeeding, if people are not opting in, if you can't create a better product that people are actually going to want by listening to them, can you approach your end goal from a different perspective? Can you change things? If you created something to meet a need or you reverse engineered it so that you want to get to a certain goal for your organization, just ask yourself if you can approach it from a different perspective. Sometimes that will A, give you more ideas for your initial product that you can enhance it to truly meet the needs that people have. And two, if you can approach it from another perspective, sometimes you can create an entirely different product. So I hope that helps answer those questions. And then I also wanted to touch on today the topic of strategic marketing materials. Now, I think a lot of people really struggle with this because they will create a piece of marketing material for their business and it will be a one-size-fits-all. Then they're going to order thousands of these brochures or whatever it may be, and they're going to sit in a warehouse and they're going to be spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. to store them. And then what happens is that the information gets old. And over time, basically, there's just a lot of wasted money. They have to throw the stuff out and refresh it all. Or you have to bring an expired brochure to a client, which doesn't necessarily look that great. So when it comes to, and I'm not saying that I'm completely against that. I think that at a certain level, you have to have those materials. But when it comes to really trying to win work, or when it, you know, if you're in the consulting world or if you're in a service world and you really want someone to know that you understand their business in order for you to serve them, it's really important that you provide marketing materials that give that message. So if you have a business, say, that can really service different industries, this is really going to apply to you. The number one issue with this, though, that people have is that they say it's not sustainable, because generally they'll have maybe one designer that has InDesign in their office, or they'll have a team, or they outsourced it to over to India, and you know, everyone's, the bandwidth is just too full and nobody has the time. And it takes a couple of weeks to get something turned around and produced. And you know, if you have a meeting and you learn Monday that you have a meeting on Thursday, you need to be able to produce something right away. So I created a solution for this problem. And I had come across this situation when I was at a Big Four. And we had all of these wonderful brochures and takeaways that were in design, and but it would just take so long to produce. So what I did is I put these brochures in PowerPoint. And I used PowerPoint almost as a design software, if you will. And then would save it as a PDF and print it out, and it would look exactly like as if it was in InDesign. Especially if you're going to print digital, it works seamlessly. And the other benefit of doing this is that once you have all of your content in, say, let's say it's a trifold brochure, and you're going to a specific client that is in the retail industry, you can change the image on the front to be the message that you want to send to them. You can change the tagline on the front to be a tagline that speaks to your relationship with them. You can then change the testimonies on the inside of the material to pertain to them and their industry, and really tailor it to their needs. And I think that that is so important if you can do that. Then when I present this, people will say, well, Amy, how then do we update it if, you know, we just have just little things that need to be changed? This is what you do, is that you put it in PowerPoint, and everyone has an assistant, an admin that has PowerPoint skills. And all they do, they don't change the design. They don't change any of the big things. They just will go and make the little text edits that you need, swap out an image. You can come up with a tagline and put the tagline in there. It's that simple. Save it as a PDF, print it. So I know that some of you are going to think about this and you're going to think that you really want to try it. And so this is what I'm going to do. This week, I am going to put on my website a free download of a template, or possibly templates, depending on how much time I have to create these. But I'm going to put them up on my website so that you can actually download them for free. You can get them emailed to you, and you can give them a try. And so I'll try to write up some instructions for each one. That's why I'm saying that I might only have, you know, like an opportunity maybe to do a trifold for you. I think that these are really something that are very useful when it comes to sales, or if you're in some sort of an organization, or you have a business that sells services to, you know, multiple companies. Maybe you're in the marketing business, or maybe you're in some other type of consulting business. So I wanted to provide that to you and provide that solution to you. And so I hope that it is helpful. I think it's a little bit innovative, and I haven't really run into anyone else that does that quite like I have. So I want to just thank you for listening to my podcast today. And I'm excited because I'm going to begin to have some guests on. I wanted to be able to do a couple of different podcasts before I start bringing people on, so that we actually have an audience to listen to. And I'm going to start bringing some entrepreneurs on, and we're going to really talk about success and some of the things that we might learn from those who have really been able to succeed in business. And also in life, I'm going to bring some other people on that really have been able to succeed in life in other areas. So I think that it's going to be a real interesting program. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful week. I hope that this podcast is helpful to you. And I'm excited for the future of this podcast and all the exciting people that I'm lining up to have on. Oh, and I also want to mention is I put video out on YouTube. So if you don't know that I have a YouTube channel, it is youtube.com, Amy Montgomery Online. And I try to put some sort of video out every single week. So just giving you some insight. This week, I released a little bit of my story on how I was in a car accident and was disabled and recovered and how I overcame. And it's part of the reason of why I am a life coach because and can help you to overcome is because I've overcome myself. So take some time to listen to that. Have a wonderful week. And if you are on Snapchat, I'll see you on Snapchat.